50% tariffs, a racist video, and a press secretary's exit, one Friday in American politics. The Trump administration imposed 50% tariffs on Canada on Friday after trade talks collapsed, a move that struck Canadian officials as abrupt, given that negotiations had been characterized as ongoing as recently as Wednesday. The two countries exchange over $900 billion in goods and services annually, and the tariff rate is categorically different from the 10 and 25% figures of earlier trade disputes. American manufacturers dependent on Canadian inputs, particularly in automotive, aerospace, aluminum, and agriculture, face immediate cost increases. The U.S.-Canada-Mexico auto manufacturing ecosystem was built over three decades to function as a single integrated production network. A 50% tariff on Canadian components does not merely raise prices, but renders existing production planning models unworkable unless supply chains are relocated, a process requiring years and billions in capital. Separately, Natalie Harp, a White House aide, was identified through metadata as the person who posted a video using racist imagery targeting former President Obama. The White House had not commented on whether she retains her position as of Saturday's broadcast. That an official holding a government position posted such material, and that the administration's response was silence, drew sharp attention at a moment when racial politics remain a live fault line inside the administration. Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, announced her departure and her return to MAGA Inc. The political operation closely aligned with the Trump movement. Her exit, combined with the Harp story, suggested internal friction. Press secretaries who announce their next move before leaving midterm typically reflect a calculation that the next chapter is more politically valuable than the current one. On the bond markets, Treasury Secretary Bessent reportedly expanded the buyback program for long-dated Treasury bonds, a mechanism that reduces upward pressure on long-term interest rates. Trump said publicly that Bessent acted independently. Bessent's office neither confirmed nor denied that characterization. Trump then added that the military is the ultimate intervention, a statement no White House official explained. Markets are now pricing in uncertainty about which official actually controls which policy tools. In Ohio, the state Supreme Court unanimously dismissed, without a written opinion, a Republican judge's lawsuit challenging the abortion rights amendment that Ohio voters passed in 2023. A dismissal without opinion signals that the challenge failed to clear even the threshold of legal merit requiring a written response. The amendment protecting abortion access up to fetal viability faces other ongoing legal challenges, but a unanimous state Supreme Court dismissal is a strong signal about the durability of a voter-approved constitutional measure.